The only one besides me who knows the exact whereabouts of the cabin I now inhabit, the Shady Rest, has been dead for a while. My father used to bring me here in summer. Back then, there was no electricity here, no running water, besides the river down the holler. If you had to take a number two, you did it in the nearby outhouse. Dad told me I was spoiled to have a magazine rack inside Shady Rest's outhouse, and that it was a fancy structure because it was a two-seater. I still laugh, thinking about all this luxury Dad used to tease me about when compared to his Spartan childhood growing up in these mountains.
Umbra. Notice to all fusion centers. Target number one in Operation Haystack, Max Redacted, will heretofore be referred to as Conductor in all applicable op intel reporting and tippers. Your compliance with this intelligence directive is mandatory until such time as Conductor is apprehended. Director sends.
Cabin Fever. 4 November. I left the confines of Shady Rest early this morning. My food stores are running low, except the emergency stash in my go bag. So I decided to run a trot line. The sky continues to spit flurries, reminding me of the grim fact that I need to stack a few ricks of firewood. I'll go up Periscope tonight to listen for chatter. Rich knows I'm listening at dusk on most days I can get to high ground in time. 5 November. 3 fish on the line. I cleaned them and tossed them in the pan pretty fast. After scarfing them down, I grabbed my axe and felled 2 medium-sized trees. I had an old chainsaw in the side shed, but couldn't risk the noise. The sun was getting low when I was done hand-sawing the trees into lengths that would fit my wood stove. I split enough to last me until morning and cooked my last can of train soup. Exhausted, gonna catch some shut-eye and take the bolt gun out in the early morning to see if I can't scare up some game. Short action. 6 November. The wind was blowing a cold breeze when I stepped off the cabin porch in the early black of another Ozark mountain morning. My 300 caliber blackout bolt gun was secured to my pack along with a set of trekking poles. I quietly made my way up the mountain opposite the direction of the wind. Crunching through the frozen grass, I concentrated on stalking my way into my hunting grounds. I had a deer blind set up there and planned to be in it before the sun came up. I fumbled around for my night vision device, NVD, and positioned it over my right eye. The Milky Way came into green focus when the device powered on, calling attention in bright detail to Earth's skewed relative rotation. The blind's IR signature jumped out from its organic surroundings. Inside, I was half tempted to kick on the small propane heater we'd kept at the cabin for years, using it to keep us warm while hunting. Fuel was very scarce, so I resisted the urge to stay warm the easy way. I closed all but one of the blind's fabric windows to keep as much heat inside as I could, and waited. And waited. And waited. The sun had been up for an hour when I caught my first look at wildlife through the small binoculars I kept hanging around my neck. I watched a yearling and a doe quickly traverse the field in front of me. I dropped the binos and cranked my rifle's optic up to 9 times. I rested the gun on my crossed trekking poles and began to track the doe as she moved left to right across the blind's opening. They both looked pretty skinny, so I decided to pass. I've been pretty lucky with the river. I've heard no shots in the mountains today. Not like it's a common thing anyway. Sundown. Trotline had a fat catfish on it. Not as lucky as earlier with that trio, but it still smells damn good on the fire. I split another rick of wood and stacked it neatly on the cabin porch. Covered in sweat, I built a fire inside and then stripped down to nothing and went to the side of the house where I had a hose running from a 55-gallon steel barrel fed by a larger cistern. The flat, black-painted barrel absorbed enough heat to take some of the chill out of the water, but my God, it was still brutally cold.